Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today, I want to share with you something the Lord showed me yesterday. While I was praying and having devotional time with Him, I asked Him where He wanted me to read, and I heard very clearly Isaiah 24. I went to Isaiah 24 and then realized that was the chapter where it talks about a pole shift. It talks about weather disturbances. It talks about at the very end of the world, basically, what happens to the world, that it cracks up. If you haven't already read that, that is the ultimate doom and gloom disaster of the earth chapter to go to. So I thought it was interesting that the Lord led me there. While I was reading it, the Lord then reminded me of two dreams that I had received back in 2017, and I did do a blog about them and a video about them. However, I had to take down all of my videos because my channel had been hacked. But I still have up my blog article about these two dreams, and I will have that down below in the description box, and I really recommend you go read it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it now. There will be more information in that blog. So what the Lord showed me yesterday was, let me first read to you Isaiah 24, 19 through 21. This is talking about what I would believe would be a pole shift. The earth is broken up. The earth is split asunder. The earth is violently shaken. The earth reels like a drunkard. It sways like a hut in the wind. So heavily upon it is the guilt of its rebellion that it falls never to rise again. In that day, the Lord will punish the powers in the heavens above and the kings on the earth below. And that was verses 19 through 21. So this is talking about a pole shift. The dream, let me tell you very, very quickly the two dreams that I did have. Like I said, go to the blog to get more detail. The first one was that I saw a weatherman on TV. He was standing next to a large weather map, and he was giving his forecast. However, instead of hearing his forecast, I heard the Holy Spirit say very clearly, I heard this so clearly, this was a word I will never forget. I heard, flip-flop of temperatures, colder during the day, warmer at night. I'll say it again. Flip-flop of temperatures, colder during the day, warmer at night. So the Lord pointed, when I got this verse, dream, the Lord, I knew at this point He was talking about weather disturbances. He was talking about possibly a pole shift. And that's what I think that meant. I then had another dream where, and I won't tell the whole thing, but I was in a car and I was driving at night, and all of a sudden my car stopped, and every other car stopped, and all the lights were out, and the Lord showed me that this was due to some kind of EMP, some kind of electromagnetic pulse that was caused possibly by a geomagnetic storm, something like that, possibly even a pole shift. Apparently a pole shift can actually, when there's pole shifts happening, it can actually disrupt electrical infrastructure. So that's how these two dreams kind of come together. Also, we know that with this pole shift, there's going to be a weakened magnetic shield. And I don't know if you have been paying attention to the news concerning some of these things, but this apparently has been happening over the last few years. So I was not really going to bring this to you. I didn't know why the Lord was pointing me to it yesterday. But then this morning I woke up and I saw that Alaska had an 8.1 earthquake outside her borders in the ocean. And immediately I remembered what the Lord showed me yesterday, because it's about these weather disturbances. And I don't know exactly what is causing it. I mean, ultimately, of course, the Lord allows all this to happen. A lot of people think that it's Nibiru. I have not been completely shown that. There's only been, I think, one time, I think I've seen a red planet in one of my visions years ago, and I also heard the words winged planet, W-I-N-G-E-D, winged planet, which I believe pointed to that Nibiru, which is supposed to have wings. I really don't know that much about it, but those are the two things the Lord showed me, and I don't know if they're connected or not, but I had to bring this to you because I feel like the Lord is showing me something that maybe we need to be paying attention to. If anything, brothers and sisters, we have so many things already on our plate that we need to be praying about. This is just another thing that we just pray. The Lord gives me warnings so we can pray for His mercy, so He can, so we won't be caught unaware of things that might be happening. We know that we are living in these last days where we're going to see all these things happen, and they're all going to be converging kind of at the same time. So this is just a heads up to be praying for the Lord to be asking us to be in the right place at the right time and to show us what we need to be doing. And also, most important is for us to be right with the Lord at all times, and to be seeking Him like never before. And if you are not close to the Lord right now, or if you have backslidden at all, I just am praying for you. And it really doesn't take a whole lot to come back to the Lord. It takes one thing. It takes repentance and a willing heart. Actually, two things. A willing heart and repentance. So all you need to do is confess your sins before the Lord. Ask for His forgiveness, and enter into a relationship with Him, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God, and that there is only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus. So I just wanted to bring all of this to you. Thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. I continue to pray for all my subscribers. I love you all, and I know that soon we will be meeting in the air. Shalom.